This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. I am joined today in the JPR studios by Sun Little. Sun Little, welcome to Jefferson Public Radio.
Thanks.
It is nice to meet you. The new record is out. It was out in the fall.
That's
self-titled,
right.
Sun Little. SunLittleMusic.net is the place to go to find out information online. You are originally from the Los Angeles area, correct?
I was born in Los Angeles, yeah.
L.A. kid named Aaron Livingston.
That's
that
right.
Has become Sun Little over the years.
Right.
How did you first start getting immersed in the musical styles that have landed you where you are making music today?
I think, you know, my family had diverse listening habits, but there was a lot of R&B and a lot of jazz that probably... primed my ears.
Did you play jazz at all?
I played a little. I used to play the saxophone. I haven't played the horn in a while. But I was trained to play jazz on saxophone, yeah.
Who was your guy as a sax player? Who was your guy? Was it Coltrane?
Oh, I'm a Coltrane guy, yeah.
You have talked about your music, and we have played a lot of your music over the last 6-9 months, and even going back to the EP that came out in 2014. You have talked about your music being uniquely American. What do you mean by that exactly?
Well, when I look around, you know, I hear, a lot of different. We've hit up, for example, a lot of the folk festivals, and when I hear different forms of music, mostly originating in America, you know, from jazz, gospel, blues, you know. Rock and roll, hip hop, it's all, in a way, I guess I see it all as folk music, you know, and these forms are all things that we were lucky enough to, you know, see born and come to maturity here, you know, and, you know, without a mixture of blues and jazz, there's no R&B and there's no hip hop without R&B mixed with rock or reggae or something like that. So I guess I hear all those things kind of at play in my head, and I try to do my best to put them in your head.
So is that your best description for then what you make, is just I make American music?
I mean, I make the music that rings true in my heart,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You have also talked about having different sounds within the stuff that you write and the way that you sing and the way that you play guitar,
right.
Sounds of places like Louisiana, places like Detroit. But if I'm understanding it all correctly, you actually haven't spent a whole lot of time in those places, right? I mean, you were L.A., but then to Queens.
That's right.
Right? Like, you're a very urban guy.
Yeah, I was a city kid, but, you know, I spent some time living in the suburbs. You know, I've spent, you know, the suburbs of Jersey, which is talk about a melting pot. I mean, I don't know if there is more of a melting pot than New Jersey or, you know, obviously New York, but, you know, I think maybe that's part of the reason I've been open to so many things, though, is having been born on the West Coast and spent a lot of time on the West Coast. You know, my family having roots in Texas and Louisiana, you know, those things, there's things that you learn from other people that it's almost impossible to unlearn.
Yeah.
You know, so all those things make an appearance, I think, once you start expressing yourself.
Home these days is where for you?
I mean, technically I'm in Jersey right now, but I mean, clearly I'm not.
I mean, it's largely talked about that you're kind of a Philadelphia guy, right?
Right,
but how
right.
long have you actually been in the Philly area?
Well,
it sounds like you're not there anymore.
It's still the Philly area. You know, I'm very close, hop, skip, and a jump from there anyway. But, yeah, I mean, I guess if anything, I would look at Philly as kind of the city that incubated, you know, what I've done musically. And, you know, I guess... It's like that's where I went to school for.
Well, if you've got sort of that Philly influence, does your music sound like the melting pot that is that New Jersey suburb Philadelphia area? I mean, are there a lot of guys kind of making similar stuff that you have connected with over the years?
You know, I think I think, you know, there's a lot of musicians from obviously Philly, from Jersey, whether it's South Jersey, guys that, you know, people that are closer to Philly, identify more with Philly, or in the North, you know, where people would tend to run into New York. I think, again, there's so many different people and kinds of people there, and everybody's so close together. It's really hard to, it's hard not to hear a little bit of everything, you know? So I think, I don't know if there's like a Jersey sound or even like necessarily a Philly sound right now, but there are a lot of people who have had a little bit of everything. I think you do find people blending, you know, sort of hybrid genres in that area just because we can't avoid each other.
Yeah. Speaking of hearing things, we'd love to hear some music. Son Little is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is self-titled, out on Anti Records. You can visit sunlittlemusic.net for more information. All right, what do you want to play first?
I figure I'll play Lay Down.
Baby, won't you lay down and watch this water boil? Let the others run around. For once, baby, won't you lay down and watch this water boil? Let the others run around, just this once. Lay down with me a moment. Let me ease, let me ease your worried mind. Lay down and drift a moment. Let's not waste any more of our precious time. Baby, won't you lay down and watch this water boil? Let the others run around. For once, baby, won't you lay down and watch this water boil? Let the others run around, run just this one. Let your hair down and pull the curtain. Let me see you. Let me see you in the light. Just lay down, mute words that worthless, yeah. Let me hold you through the night. Baby, won't you lay down and watch this water boil? Let the others run around. For once, baby, won't you lay down? Let's watch this water boil. Let the others run around. Just this once, baby, won't you lay down? Let's watch the water boil. Let the others run around. For once, baby, won't you lay down? Let's watch the water boil. Let the others run. Run.
That is Sun Little live on Jefferson Public Radio. Sun Little's latest is self-titled. You can get information online at sunlittlemusic.net. Cool song. Really cool song. We love that one here. Your EP came out in 2014. Yeah. And then in rapid succession, there's another record full of songs. Yeah. Like, did you have a catalog full of stuff?
I did. I just didn't really use any of them.
Really the... When that EP hit, and there was some really good feedback for this EP, was there pressure to like, all right, we got to get a full-length record out as soon as possible? Or was it all on kind of your timeline?
You know, I would say I probably got a little bit interrupted by just playing shows. You know,
yeah.
I didn't necessarily expect to, you know, exactly tour off the EP, but, you know, we got a few offers and we do some and things snowballed a little bit, you know, so I kind of got away from it for a while, which I think is part of the reason that I ended up with so many new songs on the record is just that, you know, I went away and played and kind of tinkered with things and, you know, I guess got inspired and wanted to do something new.
Now, do you like that part of the job, the touring and the playing out at different shows, or more of the writing and studio work for you?
You know, I really enjoy both. You know, I'm glad that I'm comfortable on the road because I've been out there for a while. So, no, I mean it's they're both just great. You know, very different. Maybe they couldn't be more different. Which is interesting because you're playing the same songs. But yeah, I like both, but it's very hard to, you know, I think I miss one while I'm doing the other one.
Yeah. Can you take a song like that one that you just did and play it a little bit differently if you're in different parts of the country? Like give it a little different affect for the Philly sound or, you know, if you're in the Northwest, do you play it differently?
Maybe a little bit. You know, I think that you know, your immediate environment tends to influence kind of the way you approach a thing.
Yeah.
I like to mess around with the songs quite a bit.
Where did the name Sun Little come from?
You know, it was kind of a two-step process. First, I had a friend who was mispronouncing my name for several months without realizing it. And when she finally said my last name, Livingston, I heard that she said, Little Son. It was probably me mumbling it. So, Little Son, you know. I said, what? You know, so some of my friends started calling me that for a while. I sort of forgot about it, and then later on, I just woke up one morning and turned it backwards.
Worked. Now it's just kind of stuck?
There it is.
Sun Little is my guest today live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is self-titled, also called Sun Little. Will you play us another?
Sure. When my heart aches, I'm drowning pain, won't go away. And in my cups, brown fills my brain, won't go away. These five yellow girls all on parade, asphyxiate. Still stuck in a cage, trying to ply my trade, won't go away. And I'm afraid your love will blow me away. Am I done? Or cause I numb the pain? Am I just another runaway? When shadows creep across my floor, won't go away. You've had enough, but still one more, won't go away. My engine gunning, thunder burns, asphalt on a rage.
still trapped in a box, trying to clear my name, won't go away. Now I'm afraid your love will blow me away. Am I dumb? Or 'cause I numb the pain? Am I just another runaway? Runaway? Run away. Yeah, yeah. Your self can't cush with a bubble, it won't burn away. My moon, my queen, been gone since May, so I lie away. My easy death in ecstasy, my hands still shake. When my heart aches, I'm drowning, pain won't go away. I'm afraid your love will blow me away. Am I dumb? Or 'cause I numb the pain? Run away. Yeah. Yeah.
It's Sun Little live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Another tune from the great record, also called Sun Little. Sunlittlemusic.net is the website to learn all about him and his music. Before you started making music, you were big into just writing. Not yeah. writing music, but just writing. Yeah. What kinds of stuff?
You know, I think mostly just kind of observations more than anything, you know.
Did you have a mind toward doing something with it, or was just something
probably,
you did?
You know, if I look back at the early writing from even really when I was 10 or 11 years old, you know, it was kind of like very... really bad philosophy, probably is what I call it.
Did any of those sketches turn into songs as you've gotten older?
You know, maybe just like making a copy of a copy of a copy. Sometimes I think that's what you do anyway, is kind of regurgitate yourself one way or another. Or you take pieces of things and move them forward.
Yeah. Well, sometimes there's a line, you know, that you created years ago that you can go back to and say, hey, this will actually work in a song.
Yeah.
Now, is it fair to say that you are officially a Grammy winner? Because you were absolutely involved with a Grammy win for none other than Mavis Staples.
True.
How in the world did a guy who, in terms of your own releases, hit the scene 18, 24 months ago, get paired up in a studio to produce a song for a record of Mavis Staples?
Well, you know, I'm real lucky. I got a good label behind me, you know, and they have some very cool friends and associates. Yeah, but you know, we have a close friend in common that, you know, asked if it was okay if he played some of my stuff for Mavis Staples, and I thought, yeah, that's fine. It's a little scary though, but
yeah. What were those sessions nice. Like for you?
You know, it was interesting because I was trying to I was working on my own record at the same time, and also touring a decent amount. It was kind of increasing, so I had to let's say I was on a shoestring budget with very little time, but. You know, it kind of made it cool. I did some, for the first time I was recording in hotel rooms. Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah.
But no, you know, by contrast, you know, when Mavis did her vocals in Chicago, I was there, and, you know, she had me standing in the vocal booth holding her hand while she sang, which was pretty,
really,
really amazing experience that I never saw coming.
What kind of vibe did you get from that moment?
I mean, she has an incredible amount of energy. for anyone of any age, you know, from anywhere. And it's really magnetic, and her personality is infectious, yeah, you know, to say the least.
Well, and you weren't just running that. This was, by the way, for Best American Roots performance, mm-hmm, of a great song, See That My Grave Is Kept Clean. Mm-hmm. But that project was not just you running the dials and the computers for that song. She actually recorded a couple of your tunes also.
Yeah, yeah. And that was, it's definitely a highlight,
yeah,
of this guy's life.
So far, right? There's one other song I want to ask you about. It's Oh Mother.
Okay.
And this is a song that definitely looks at our society in a way that unfortunately kind of tends to keep coming back over and over and over. And there have obviously in the past been a lot of people that have asked you about that song and have wanted you to be things for them as opposed to being things for you. And you've talked pretty openly about being an artist that you'll say things when you want to say them, not because anybody is wanting you to do so.
Well, yeah, I would. You know, the only thing that I really don't like is ever, you know, feel, you know, not genuine as I'm doing something. It's all about feeling anyway. So, you know, it's soul music. So I wanna feel like I can be behind whatever I'm singing or saying or playing, you know. I think there can be a pressure sometimes to, you know, make statements with music. You know, there's, you know, a great history of people making political statements with music. But I think that's also can be difficult. People's opinions change and, you know,
but that song doesn't, though. I mean, it's right? It's a snapshot in time, and you may have moved on from that point as an artist, right?
But, you know, I think, for me, I think maybe just all the information that is flying around at all times now, you know, you're reading the news in your pocket, then the news changes it's constantly changing, you know, that it can be really confusing, you know, for anyone, I think, to make sense out of what they're seeing. It occurred to me, I guess, that, you know, to sort of talk about, you know, without thinking about it as a political song, to just talk about how the things that I see in the world make me feel, you know, and let that be the statement.
Are you able to put that stuff down quickly, or does it have to kind of stew for a while before it turns itself into a song or a lyric?
I you know, I think certain things you might labor over, but those things either, I look at those things as the ones that are not ready yet. You know, most of these songs and the ones that I probably treasure the most, they're writing themselves mostly, you know.
Speaking of not ready yet, the new record is not ready yet, but but you jumped the gun and released another new song all by itself called All Wet.
Yeah.
Why? Why not?
I mean,
because it was done?
You know, that one is I've been kind of sitting on that one for a minute, and we just couldn't. It was kind of funny even that we just couldn't quite find where to put it. So it's
was
out
ready
there
for
by
the
itself,
record,
you know. Yeah, yeah.
It's a bonus track. You just put it at the end.
It just didn't quite land there for some reason.
Well, the record is brilliant.
Thank you.
And we're really, really happy that you could stop by and visit with us.
Thanks a lot.
Son Little is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. That new record is also called Son Little. It's on Anti Records. You can find information at sonlittlemusic.net. All right, you got one more tune for us to wrap up?
Sure.
Great.
Oh, mother, why do they treat me like I'm not a man? I wonder, does anybody know just who I am? Oh, boy, can I love the world exactly as it is? Or do I have to split? Is there anybody rooting for the kids? Oh, mother, is this not the way you taught me to behave? I won't just sit here and let them treat me like a slave. Or can I love the world and hate how it makes me feel? 'Cause I don't wanna know. Is there anyone who's got my back for real? Oh. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Oh, mother, I do not think I live here anymore. I sometimes wonder, is it wrong if I do not want to live it all? Oh, 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 can I love the world enough to give a spin? Oh, am I giving in? Do we burn your one down and start again? And start again. Start again. Or oh, start again.
That is Sun Little live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Beautiful tune, Oh Mother. The new record is self-titled. It's out on Anti Records. You can get information online at sunlittlemusic.net. Sun Little, so nice to have you drop by. Nice to meet you, man.